When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Jake, are you, for fuck's sake.
We are rolling.
I can't. Can someone...
Give her a fucking proper intro.
We're not rolling.
No, we are rolling. Dude. We're good. We're up.
Oh, we're rolling?
Yeah. That's the Skinny Confidential. I can't even just have a walk in here.
And this is pretty much how it goes.
How long have we been rolling?
Like 10 seconds.
I like it.
Oh.
All right, let me back up.
Oh, no.
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 Tough. I'm sorry. We'll get
like
it right in post.
No, I'm good for it.
No. Okay. We have a very special guest with us for this show. Who's my new mentor. She's about 20-something years younger than me, but I have decided that she is, like, my new favorite person on the planet.
You're so sweet.
And her – okay, now I'm hyphenating the name because we're, like
– Kim Kardashian West.
Got it. Lauren Everts Bostick, but you probably know her as the Skinny Confidential or from the Skinny Confidential.
Hi.
AKA
or at least
Ms.
you do.
Boss.
If you're 35 and under, there's no chance you don't know. So my new assistant, Scooty, was like, oh, my God, I know exactly. Oh, my God.
Yay.
Ha, Scooty.
Thank you.
Scooty do. So, how do we meet? So I knew of you, of course, because I have a bunch of young kids in my life. But you told me that, like, I had done a blog 1,000 years ago.
You did a blog 1,000 years ago on the Skinny Confidential, and I thought it was so badass because I had reached out to so many different celebrities, and it's so interesting that some of them are coming back now and wanting to be on the blog.
Of course
they
are, because it's massive.
They said no, and you said yes, and you gave me an awesome interview. And then we connected because of your app, which I love. And I kind of like was like, we have to get her on the podcast because you're iconic.
So then I got to go on your podcast.
And you were unbelievable.
That was so good.
You were really good. Really open. Everyone loved you. Like the audience was obsessed. And then we did dinner at, are you allowed
great.
To say it?
You can say whatever you
the
want.
The name? Yep. No, what's the name again? It's like the Little House.
Malibu House.
I never know. It's like so exclusive. So we went there.
They're so snooty. You can't take a picture there.
Yeah, it was scary.
She did.
Yes. I did take a picture. I took a couple, if I'm being honest. You know, what can you do? And I stalked what you were eating, and it's kind of just history from there. And we want you back on our podcast.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to. And so anyway, I got to do the podcast and with Lauren and her husband, Michael, and fell in love with them. And it was so impressive. And it's so interesting because we're from two totally separate generations. Hate to date myself. But the reality is it's true. I'm a traditional media brand. And you've built a brand in new media and so brilliantly that I'm in awe of what you've done and how you've done it. And I wanted our listeners to really hear kind of your whole journey and how you did all that. And so I guess we'll learn about the projects along the way because honestly – how did this start? Did it start as a blog? Like, I don't
That's
even
so
know.
So nice coming from you. I mean, thank you.
I'm not being flattering. You're
sure,
everywhere.
Very nice.
Everyone, I mean, this is what it's like. This is what it means.
Yeah, I mean,
to be,
Gary Vee put her in his new book, crushing it as
right.
an example.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
That's amazing. So, So where? How did this even begin? Give me a history, because I actually don't know, and don't know on purpose, because I kind of want to learn it with our listeners.
I like that. I was really, really bored is how it started. I was at college doing what I was supposed to be doing. I was getting my degree. I was, you know, dating Michael a long time ago. And I was bartending, and I was just unstimulated. I was like, this is it. This is what everyone says you're supposed to do. And, you know, I always tell my audience that it's so important not to like let society dictate what you're doing. And I was doing that at the time. And so I was bartending at 3:30. Not in the morning, in the afternoon, going until 12 o'clock at night, ugh, getting off, returning emails from 12 to 2, waking up, blogging all morning, Pilates, wow, Pure Barre, shooting content, rinse and repeating. Just because I thought a blog would be a good outlet to sort of have this community online. It, you know, there were sororities in college, and it was just, you had to pay $800. I was like, how can I cultivate this online and make it free and do it bigger?
This is not YouTube. This is blog.
This is just blog.
Got it.
And this is not when blogging was cool. This is 8 years ago. So this, no one knew what a blog was yet.
Okay.
So I just started channeling all my boredom into blogging. And I just really laid out this vision. I actually went to Rite Aid and got a poster board and actually designed my blog on a poster board with textiles and fabrics and different colors, and like actually built it. And people will say, oh, like you did a vision board. It wasn't a vision board. I think a vision board
is what you want to happen.
Yeah, it's great. But like if you actually design what you want to execute and it's in front of you every day, it's like you're almost setting up systems to get to where you want to be. And that's kind of what I did. It's like
I love her. This is what I do.
You
whiteboard.
I whiteboard.
Whiteboard is great.
She does her thing. I do my thing. But
whiteboard
this is exactly
works.
She created. I love it. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's called Creating a Compelling Future by Design, which I'm sure it sounds like.
That's a mouthful,
know.
But go ahead.
It just basically, you create systems to get to where you want to be, and you lay out your future and you work backwards. And I learned that from one of my friends that's a life coach. He just really taught me how to create my own future. And that's literally what I've done. And I'm not special. Anyone can do it, right? Anyone can do it. If you want to create your own future, you have the tools.
Oh, we'll get back to that. But but okay. I mean,
you have the tools in your toolbox. It depends if you want to use them.
My argument to this, and this is something I was thinking about.
I love this.
Right, when
let's
thinking
right
about talking to you today, whether you're a modern day superstar, there is no more. I mean, I'm sorry, but unless you're on like a massive scripted drama, there is no more TV star. The days of the movie star, unless you made it 10 years ago, you're here, you're gone. You're here, you're gone. You're here, you're gone. The celebrities that explode and last are coming from new media, and they have the most influence, hence where this term influencer has gone mainstream. But not only that, do you think you're the only one that tried a blog?
Yes, that's true. So, it has to be the right recipe. You're right.
Okay. So,
right.
I mean, look, I get it and I appreciate the humility and it makes perfect sense. But at the end of the day, you're clearly very talented in the way that you communicate with people. There is something special to that. And if it wasn't special, then everybody would have been successful doing it. And and it's not to say other people can't be incredibly successful, but you have a very unique way of speaking to people. They get it.
I think it's like I try to talk to my audience like I'm going to happy hour with them. And I really write the way I talk. And what you see is what you get. I really showcase my life in a way that makes it. It's not even about being relatable. I hate that word. Just I try to give my audience everything I can give value wise. And then they can leave what they don't want and take what they want and apply it to their own life. I've always wanted the Skinny Confidential to be so much bigger than Lauren Everett's. So it's more like for me, like I don't want to be this blogger that's just showing what I'm wearing and what I'm eating and what I'm doing. I want it to be, I want to give to the audience and they can take the value and use it on themselves. I mean, I think that with blogging, like it was the right medley. Like I love to write. I love to take beautiful photos. It was content. Instagram was coming up. But it's certainly been a work in progress. I didn't just come into this career and like know what I was doing. It's been, you know, you figure it out as you go. You know that.
So, but tell me, because what was your vision creatively for the blog, and where did the name Skinny Confidential
come from?
It's not about being skinny. The name came from getting the skinny. Like, I wanted someone to be able to come to my blog and get the skinny.
Right.
Like, get the juice.
Right.
And the name's cheeky. Like, it's catchy. So I liked it. And I like to add a little controversy to the mix, you know? So okay. It was like the perfect thing. It came from really seriously, like, going in a sorority for 3 days and being like, what the hell? They make you pay for this. They make you pay for friends. And I was like, I need to create this online, like I said. And
so it's about friendship and community first and foremost.
Always community first.
And getting people to communicate and share over content that could be beauty, fitness, sex life, romance, career.
Yes. And I hate the word lifestyle because it's so broad. I would say we really focus on beauty, but with a wellness spin. So like not a lot of makeup tutorials, more like facial massage and like lymphatic drainage, like kind of unique things. And then
right.
The podcast you can go to for like business and branding. And you're going to get Michael's spin on it, which is a super masculine energy. And then I have this secret Facebook group, which I launched like a year and a half ago. And if you don't have this, you need one.
I know you told me this.
You need one. I'm telling you. It's like life changing. I
make a note on this, Scooty.
Yeah, she needs
Scooty,
a secret
figure
Facebook
out how
group.
To do this, Scoot.
I'm telling you, it's literally life changing.
Scooty, change my life.
Yeah. The reason that I get so off on this is because I've worked for the last 8 years to build a community where, like I said, it's not about me and I can step back and I can build the business and still be involved and be a businesswoman. It's about them meeting and them engaging with each other. So within the secret Facebook group, there's 35,000 women. They're making friends. They're doing meetups in Austin. They're doing Skinny Confidential meetups in Australia. They're meeting each other. They're engaging. And instead of me being the practitioner on all these tips and tricks, they're giving each other tips and tricks. And I'm not really an emotional person, but when that launched and I saw all the work that I had been implementing to do that, that was a point for me where I was like, this is it. This is what I want.
Right.
And I think that it's really, really important to engage with the people that have supported your platform. I see so many influencers go off and just kind of, they almost want to be a celebrity more
right.
than an influencer. You have to really remember the reason that you even have a platform to begin with.
One of the things I noticed about you, which is so interesting, and this is where we get into special or not special. Like, I don't just see your posts and like them because you like mine. I look at your posts and some of them are hilarious. You know, there's ones where you're wearing ridiculous sun visors. There's ones where you're in facials, which I happen to get from you. Thank you. And I wear it all the time. But it's like there was one where you had a picture, I guess, after a jaw surgery. Girl, I didn't recognize. I didn't. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I looked at it and then I was like, wait, that's Lawrence. What the fuck? And you're a stunningly smoking looking girl, and to post this, like, you looked, A, what happened? But the fact that you share that
risk taker
is so vulnerable and so raw, and I think that's very, I would not.
It's all funny. It's all funny. It's funny. Like, it's funny what social media is. You have to keep a sense of humor, you know? Like,
that's not a sense of humor. What the fuck happened to your face? I'm not kidding. It looked like they broke her jaw. I mean, it was serious shit. I was like, holy.
It was
dude.
Double jaw surgery, and it was horrific because I thought I was going to be swollen for 2 months, and I was swollen for 3 years. And
oh
when I say
God.
Swollen, you guys,
oh my God.
Nutty
God.
Professor Sloth from the Goonies. Like,
wait, what do you mean double? Like, you had two surgeries?
They had to break my upper and lower jaw and basically put it back together.
What was wrong with it?
It was just really off and crooked, and it was bothering me, and it was the surgery I needed since I was 12, and I finally was like, I'm just going to do this real quick. Oh, no. It checked my ego, though. I mean, honestly, I am a different person. I was leading with my looks up until that point, and now I do not lead with my looks.
Like, oh, fascinating.
So it definitely changed, like, my journey.
What I love so much is the fact that you – that's – the girl, that's fearless. I think that is – there's definitely – secret sauce and success, and that's a component that you have. And I'm not brave enough.
I feel like she's like full
no.
of shit because
girl,
all
have you ever
life
seen the cellulite on the back of my ass? I've talked about it. Never shown a picture.
I think you should
no.
show a picture on Instagram.
Absolutely not.
I think you would get
no.
2,000. We're going to talk later because that's like
no, it'll tank the brand.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
People will find you relatable.
In fact, if there was a plastic surgery, I would get it tomorrow. One does not exist.
There's pickle forking I just heard about where they can go in and cut all the tethers.
Who has time for that?
Me, if it fucking works. But I don't think it does. Lauren, we should take a break, right? Where are you going to put ads? All right, hang on. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. Eating healthy can taste amazing, and you can start cooking fresh, healthy meals with Sunbasket right now. Sunbasket delivers organic produce and other clean, delicious ingredients right to your door. They make it easy. They make it convenient. No matter how much experience you have cooking or how busy you are, they make it totally doable for you. And now you have more menu options than ever. They've got paleo, gluten-free, vegetarian, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, pescatarian, chef's choice. They even have family plans. So whatever you want, they've got it. Just go to Sunbasket, check out their app. It's the Sunbasket app, and you can pick from 18 weekly recipes. There are so many easy-to-make meals like steak with artichoke butter, roasted salmon with pearl couscous, date apple salad. It's awesome. It's delicious. Sunbasket works with the best farms and suppliers to bring you fresh, organic produce and responsibly raised meats and seafood. And it's all delivered in just the right proportions with nutritional content and information for each and every meal. It's ready to whip up in about 30 minutes or less. There's something for every healthy journey and every busy lifestyle. So go to sunbasket.com/Jillian today to learn more, and you'll get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Jillian for $35 off. sunbasket.com/Jillian. I love Portland. There's so much to see. There's so much to do. And it's unbelievably kid-friendly, man. Portland is a great place for the entire family. So just outside of downtown Portland, you've got Washington Park, and there's gardens, museums, memorials, a zoo, tons of wilderness and walking trails and outdoor space. You've got the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry, the Portland Children's Museum, the World Forestry Center Discovery Museum. There's so many museums to choose from. It's awesome. They even have amusement parks, water parks, a roller skating rink. I mean, tire those kids out outside, people. That's the first social network outside. But maybe you like to shop. Well, guess what? There's no sales tax in Portland. Yeah, that's right. Tax-free shopping, people. Union Way Shopping Arcade is unbelievably cool. It's like Paris, but without the Scandinavian architecture. There's still tax in Paris, though. You know how I know? I've paid it. It's expensive. There's no tax in Portland. You can also explore Portland with a tour guide. There are walking tours, bike tours, which would give you a little exercise. You know how much that matters. Check out the food scene with Forktown food tours. And Portland is the coffee capital of the United States. That's right. There are walking tours of local coffee roasters and artisans who have put Portland on the world coffee map. And there's wine. There's beer. It doesn't get better than this. Oh, and I can't forget about the Portland Spirit River cruises. Dine on a luxury yacht on the Willamette River in beautiful downtown Portland on the Columbia River Gorge. Make this better. So whether you want to sightsee by bike, bus, boat, or on foot, there's a tour for you and plenty of stuff to do. So visit travelportland.com to start planning your trip. Travelportland.com. You can in Portland. Okay, we're back with Lauren Evitz Bostick, a.k.a. The Skinny Confidential, who's, by the way, I feel the mad cool points for me, right?
You crushed it with this one.
I know I did. I know.
Swang for the fences.
I sure did. I'm like friends with the cool girl in school. That's never been me.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Girl,
can you imagine
please.
If this dynamic was in high school
she
right now?
She's so funny. I've never seen anything like this woman. She's so humble. She's like a superstar.
It's so true.
It would be so great. Imagine if we could all go back right now and just walk the hallways of high school.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no. See, but now I'm friends with the cool. I'm in the cool crowd right now.
I feel like I'm in the cool crowd. Lucky Jack, everyone's here.
So, but I really want to give some advice here. And the thing of it is, like, you... You give me advice all the time on many different levels, whether it's literal about my social media or whether it's metaphorical or spiritual. And you just have so much to offer. And I look at your life and I'm like, you know, this kid. And again, I say kid only because I'm.
Kid, you can call me a kid all you want. I hope you call me that until I'm 50.
Okay. I, well, at that point, I'll be God knows how old. So I'll still be kid to me. But when I look at your life and how you have your shit together, you know, you're, how long have you been married to Michael?
So Michael and I met when we were 12.
What?
Yeah. We have not been together that long. We met when we were 12. We actually got caught in the closet. He was begging for a BJ. I've never told this story on the podcast. No, I think we were 13. And we broke up. I went for the older guy, that classic old story.
How much older? Because you're old. 16?
At this point, we broke up at 15. Oh, okay. So we parted ways. I went for the older guy. He went for whoever he went for. And he just always like chased me, and I was like, no, like, no. I thought of him as like Michael Bostic. And then in college, he just like pursued me so hard, and we got back together, and we've just are on the same page. And I think a big part of that is I feel like I've picked a teammate, like, yeah, not just a relationship. There's so many layers. It's like an onion to our relationship, because we have that business aspect, which can also be hard at times. But so we actually didn't get engaged for 6 years. And I always am telling the girls that read my blog, like, you have to do what works for you here. There's no time limit.
Right.
And then I stayed engaged for 4 years. So I was lazy, and I was a horrible bride, and I blacked out the night before my wedding, and it was just like I wasn't.
Michael gets an attaboy for that.
Yeah, it wasn't good. So
sorry.
A horrible bride.
I was horrible bride. I planned my wedding in 1 month. Like, it just like wasn't. I wasn't, because I'm so focused on building my business that to take any energy off that and put it towards my wedding just was boring. You just have to do what works for you.
So then that would be rule number one.
Definitely. Do what works for you.
FS.
Society. Okay, hold on. You know what? This is a good one. We got to write a little. When we post this podcast, we're going to write top tips. Number one, FS. She's not wrong.
just the norms. Like, yeah, it doesn't need to be like, it's boring to be like a paper cut, cookie cutter situation. Like, yawn.
So you've got this authenticity, which I think is another part of your sort of secret sauce, is that it's like, you're not afraid to be uniquely yourself, and you are uniquely yourself. You say what's on your mind, you tell the truth. And what I love so much about authenticity is that whether people particularly like what you're saying, they know they can trust you.
Yes. And that's how you are.
That it has been a part of my, is that, yes, whether they like me or not, and they can disagree with me about my feelings on keto or my feelings on this or my feelings on that, at least they know, well, this is how she genuinely feels.
Yes.
She genuinely feels this way. All right, let me look and see if there's an agenda. There's not. Why does she feel this way? So at the end of the day, at least you know that that person's truth telling.
It all comes down to intention. You have your intention.
Number two. Go.
Intention. But you have the right intention, and you can feel that even when you came on our podcast. We interview people all the time, and like, if you, people can feel the intention. It's like, you know, Gary Vee says, you've heard this a million times, people have a bullshit meter.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if I were giving any influencer advice on starting out now, I think everyone wants to know how you can monetize. Stop leading with that. That's, if that's your intention of getting into this industry, it's not the right intention. I look back on myself and I think it's like cute how I did not focus on money for 3 years. Like, I didn't even think about it. It wasn't, yeah, even in my realm. It was like, provide quality, provide value, engage with the community, and the rest will come.
And it went from a blog to, when did it become vlog, social, a podcast? Like, what was the progression?
It was, I was blogging 5 to 7 days a week for 3 years, every day.
Jesus.
Making no money.
Son of a bitch.
And then I was doing social syndication, like Facebook, Instagram had just come out. It started to go on Instagram. And then like,
syndicating the Skinny Confidential blog on social platforms.
Yeah. Like, meaning like, I would pull the content that I was posting on the blog to Facebook, to Instagram, to Twitter, and to Pinterest, to pull it out to all these platforms. So people,
there's a
could
Pinterest
see it
too.
Yeah. I haven't got you on that yet.
Hold on. So there's a,
you got to get on Pinterest.
Holy shit. All right. So there's the skinnyconfidential.com is your hub.
Yes.
You have the Skinny Confidential on Pinterest, the Skinny Confidential Facebook, Insta, Snap.
Yes, Snap is important. People left Snap, but I still like Snap.
Okay.
I think that it's important to have the community on Facebook because they can connect and meet people, which we have to get around.
Yeah, you're offering. You offer all different things on different platforms as well, though, which is really savvy.
Yeah, I definitely try to offer different things on different platforms, but like I'm not claiming to be a lifestyle guru. Like I'm not a goop. That's not what I am. What I am is I like to bring other experts on my platform to give value to my audience. It's not like all my tips and tricks. It's bringing other people together and sharing kind of everyone's and also taking tips from my audience. It's kind of like everyone's tips and tricks.
That's a consummate influencer, though. There's a book called The Influencer that came out before influencer was a buzzword, and that's what influencers do. They disseminate information from a variety of experts and then speak it to the public that they resonate with, the public trusts them, and they turn people onto things. And that is what that word meant before it became a kid that tried to make money on Instagram.
Totally. And yes. I feel like you've always been an influencer with your health and wellness
in the space.
Yeah,
yes.
You're an influencer.
In my
always.
Wheelhouse. It definitely in my wheelhouse, but I haven't done the kind of stuff you do where I'm like, let's bring an expert on in parenting. Let's bring on, like, I stay in my wheelhouse and explore it, but I don't know who else to bring up though, besides like someone like an Oprah, but
thank you, but
well, no,
I'm going to drink my skinny bone broth.
But I'm saying that was her goal, right? Was to provide information so people lived a better life. She's two and likely three generations removed from you, but and the message has changed and the way we communicate has changed, but the job is the same. And I think you do that so well. I mean, girl, you're always like, did you sweat today? Like, you're encouraging people to be physical. You're not shaming them. You're not telling them what to do or what they should look like or what have you. But on top of this, like, okay, you know, we're living fearless. We're being authentically ourselves, and you have an intention in mind. What are like the three things that you practice daily that, you know, I always do this? Is there a routine? Is there a regimen? Is there none at all?
Yeah. I mean, I am very much about self-care. So a lot of people are like, oh, you don't sleep. I sleep all the time. I am a sleeper. I need to sleep. Like, you want to screw. I'm going to be on and give you my all when I'm on. But when I'm sleeping, like, don't fuck with me. If Michael doesn't wake me up like a cat, it's a fight in the morning. Like, I'm specific about my sleep. So definitely sleep is one. That's so boring, but it is.
No, it's huge.
It's the best shit in the world.
You know what? I do a lot of self-care, but what I do is I find self-care where I can multitask. And let me explain, because a lot of people don't like multitaskers. I'm multitasking with something productive with something that's maybe not productive. So I like to get a facial once a week, which is so extra. Like, people would be like, that is ridiculous. But wait, hear me out. I have an hour in my facialist. She knows I'm going to work and not speak the entire time. I lay there and go on my phone and I batch my time and return 800 emails in 1 hour, uninterrupted with spa music on while she's giving me a lymphatic drainage facial. So how I feel about that is I'm getting my self-care in, which is like something I don't need to focus on. It's just happening while I'm doing my emails and batching my time and having this uninterrupted hour to myself.
Right.
So like,
I get it.
Like, I love to take my computer and do a blog post and get a blowout. To me, that, like, I'm getting my self-care in, I'm taking care of myself, but I'm also able to be productive. Podcasts is another great way. Like, when you're cooking in the morning, like, I never can just be cooking or cleaning. Like, I have to be learning. So I think, like, I always want to be better in whatever I'm doing.
You're maximizing your time. Pook, were you and I talking about this, how your most valuable asset is time? Was that me and you, Scooty?
Yes.
And I was saying that time is my number one asset. And if the more time, the more you get done, the more you can get done, the more successful you can be. And I mean, this isn't for everyone, but it's how I function as well.
That's good to know, because look at you. I hope that I'm doing what you were doing.
But you know what's hard is that you are, without a doubt. What's hard is that a lot of people don't, and it's frustrating. And I look at kids, like, a lot of them who I interviewed were like, well, what are the hours? I was like, thanks for coming.
Yeah, there's no hours. Is 7 days a week, whenever.
You want to be successful, you can't live like that. Like, it isn't about, well, every day I take this much time off. No, you have to find balance, like, in the flow of life. When it's slower, get more balance in. When it's not, it isn't. And I think that ultimately, you're talking about maximizing your time, but there's a sacrifice involved in that that you have to be willing to make to be as successful as you are. And I think that sacrifice is another component then.
There's this article, I think it's by Mark Manson. It's called, I don't remember what it's called, like, what are you willing to sacrifice? And you, no matter who you are or how, you always sacrifice something. It's how it goes, especially if you want to be successful. It's constant sacrifice.
We're going to play a game of Would You Rather.
I love it.
When we come right back.
There are a million things demanding your time. We know this. Contact lenses should not be one of them. And that's why I love this new company called Simple Contacts. They make renewing your prescription and buying contacts simple. I mean, I personally don't wear contacts, but just about everybody else in my life does. And all I ever hear about is what a pain it is they have to go to the eye doctor whenever they need to replace their contacts, renew their prescription. Well, Simple Contacts is the most convenient way to get all that done, to get your contact lens prescription renewed. Get this. Instead of taking time off work or spending hours at the doctor's office waiting to renew your prescription, you can do it online in under 5 minutes. It's that easy. Or if you have an unexpired prescription, you can use that too. Just upload a photo of it or your doctor's info and order your contact lenses in minutes. Buying contacts has never been this easy. And why should it be hard in the first place, right? I mean, that's ridiculous. That's why Simple Contacts was created. They offer every brand of lenses and unbeatable prices, and shipping is free. Best of all, my listeners get $30 off their first Simple Contacts order. And I want to mention that this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. Okay, you still need those. But it's the most convenient, reliable way to renew a prescription and reorder your contacts. So get $30 off your contact lenses, your first order. Go to simplecontacts.com/Jillian. Or you can just enter the code Jillian at checkout. Again, that's simplecontacts.com/Jillian. Or you can just enter code Jillian at checkout.
Okay, let's be honest with each other. Who has crooked teeth and is bothered by it? I had crooked teeth on my bottom teeth, and I spent a fortune getting them fixed. And then we got introduced to this company named Candid, and we found out that you get more for a fraction of the price. I say we, because I paid for myself to do it. I paid for my brother to do it. Well, Jeremy, my old assistant, they gave him their service for free, so we could test it out and see how awesome it is. So check this out. You get brighter, whiter teeth at 65% less than it would cost you for braces, and it takes about 6 months. Plus, they don't use dentists or dental professionals. Candid uses only orthodontists. And you get your first modeling kit for $95, and then basically you send it off with pictures of your teeth, and then the orthodontist at Candid review your case, and they'll give you a 3D preview of what your treatment will look like. It's that simple. And then if you want to move forward, you essentially order the clear aligner treatment plan. And in 6 months, you've got straighter, brighter, whiter teeth. Make that more awesome. So check this out. Just go to candidco.com/Jillian. And they're going to allow you to save 25% off your modeling kit. And that's candidco.com/Jillian to get 25% off your modeling kit price. And then there's no risk. If you want to move forward, move forward. If you want to wait, you can wait, but at least you know what you're dealing with, and these guys are the absolute best in the business. CandidCo.com/Jillian.
Okay, we're back, and I love doing this on the rare occasion. I was telling Lauren, I don't have guests, like never. We had Heather McDonald on once, once because we're both on the same network, and so, you know, I met her once on Chelsea Handler's show, or Chelsea Lately, and she's lovely and awesome, and it was great, but I don't have guests because unless they're health and wellness oriented, because I just don't know what they're going to offer my audience that's going to be in the wheelhouse. And one of the things I was like, if I've got this kid, this woman who can teach me so much and actually get me to change the way that I think it'll be so refreshing for our listeners to hear from somebody who is so authentic and so passionate and so unique and has been successful because of that. Right? Because people are so afraid to be themselves. And so I like a game of Would You Rather, because I think it's it gives people an opportunity.
Can't wait. I can't wait.
It puts a magnifying glass on the personality. All right. So we've got 10. Okay.
I love it.
All right. Here we go.
Well, you guys are laughing like there's like something. Yeah.
He doesn't even know what they are yet.
I just know where it's going to go.
It's not that. Well, Would you rather crap your pants in public once a year for the rest of your life, or crap yourself in private every day for the rest of your life?
Private. I love to crap myself. What do you mean? It's like cleans everything out.
Straight baller.
What do you mean? I love a good clean out.
There you go. I mean,
is she like wearing pants?
You gotta wear crap your pants. Yeah, crap yourself. Crap yourself. Like crap on yourself. Yeah.
These crackers are my thing. Okay, they're GG crackers, and you will crap your pants if you eat these.
So one will do it.
Yeah, so that's a pure fiber cracker.
All right.
They're from Norway.
This is the Swedish rye crisps, right?
That's where it happened.
I'm gonna eat the entire cracker, right?
Yeah, I mean, I eat like 8 a day.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I eat 4 in the morning. My dad has lost 10 pounds from these crackers. I'm not like sponsored by any of them. Or, like, I just like love the crackers.
They taste like shit.
Well you like
pure rye, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? All right.
Okay.
We'll move on while Giancarlo ingests his pit cracker.
Okay.
Would you rather have knives for fingers or penises for fingers?
Penises, because like that's fun.
But with knives.
There was a porno called Edward Penis Hands.
Oh my god, he's gonna choke on those things.
They're fucking dry.
Usually I put like a little protein on them. I don't usually eat them dry.
Don't try to talk with them in your mouth.
All right, you can only hear one song for the rest of your life: Bohemian Rhapsody or Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire.
I agree,
100%.
I thought so too. Yeah, because the other one would just make you want to die, right? Da, 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 da. Isn't that Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah. Ring of Fire is just sort of...
Yeah. It's vibey.
Yeah. Yeah. You can kind of feel like you're rolling along on a horse or something.
I want to hang out with you.
You have no idea.
I know she seems
cool. She looks
cool.
So innocent, doesn't she?
No, she seems cool.
Can only imagine. Okay. Would you rather be filthy rich, but you have to be Justin Bieber's assistant, or poor... But you're your own boss.
Poor. 100%.
I think it's that bad, huh?
I can't work for anyone. I'd blow my head off.
Oh, even and the Bieber thing doesn't even push it over the edge. You just can't. Anybody.
Uh-uh.
I like it. Okay. G?
I'd be poor.
No, joking.
You
wouldn't.
You have a little dry mouth there, G.
You wouldn't be poor. You'd be Bieber's assistant.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you would.
No way.
Because I know you'd be like figuring out how many hours in a day you'd have to spend your money. You know how many hours in a day you'd have to get him a juice box or something. I'm a believer, so I love him.
I love him too. I really do love him.
Yeah, truth be told,
that's
awesome.
Not why I don't want to work for him. I love Justin Bieber. I just don't want to work for anyone but myself.
Unlimited love or unlimited money?
Mm. That's hard. That's hard.
Don't be so quick to answer.
I'm gonna say unlimited love.
Oh, fuck. Come on.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just it so depends. I wouldn't want to be all alone with all my money. Like that sounds boring too.
I would. That's the whole point of having all your money is like for some space.
Yeah, what kind of love, though? Like, the love would need to be, like, really specific. Like, am I getting the kind of love that's, like, just, are we having sex? Like, what's the vibe?
Well, we love love. Like, unlimited love.
Where they're not annoying you in the morning?
Well, like, also.
You have all that money and all the dogs in the world.
Maybe the money.
See? Yeah, this is the dogs. That's the cell right there. All right. Are you an ugly genius or a smoking hot moron?
I'm an ugly genius.
Ah, that's because of that jaw surgery.
I am an ugly genius. That's what I would rather be, an ugly genius.
I'd rather be a smoking hot moron.
You would?
Yeah. Yeah, because I guess you don't know you're dumb when you're dumb.
Yeah, you don't know you're dumb.
And everything comes to you anyway, so you're just like, life is great.
Are you smoking hot forever, though? That's the problem. That's the problem. So if you're smoking hot forever, that's a different story. Because your looks fade.
True.
It's a hard one.
Then you're just a moron.
Okay. Would you rather smell terrible, but you can't smell it, or your partner smells terrible and you have to smell it?
I would rather smell terrible because I don't wear deodorant, so I feel like I already smell terrible.
I've been trying to get, like, dude, it's not working.
The
I was
Botox?
Trying to not shoot the Botox. I'm like, fuck, I smell.
Oh, time out. Why? Okay, why are you trying not to shoot the Botox?
Because you build an immunity to it, and if you need it in
this
your forehead.
This fucking book you're writing.
Wait, you're shooting Botox under your armpits not to sweat.
Yeah.
Is it that bad, though?
Botox,
I feel like you don't sweat that. Like, I can't even imagine.
No, it's stinky. It's a bummer. No, No. Sweating serves one purpose, and it's to cool your body.
To cool you down.
Yeah. But what's making you smell is the bacteria eat the sweat, mm-hmm. and they put off a byproduct, and that's what makes you stink. So, like, I tried those natural ones. They don't work at all. And then you can build, like, literally, you can build a tolerance to Botox. That's true.
Yeah.
So you just stopped shooting it?
I did.
Does it hurt in the armpit?
It kills. It lasts me about 9 months. It used to last me 12 months.
I'm surprised it lasts you that long.
I don't really care if I smell because it doesn't bother me. Like, Michael's like, you smell, and I'm like, sucks for you. You know, like, I'm not going to get Botox in my armpits for him.
Straight boss.
Okay. Would you rather have your body found on a pile of sex toys or a pile of drugs?
Sex toys, because then I was like, I guess you're having, I mean, I'm not a big drug person. I like, if it was tequila, maybe. Tequila.
This
I'm
going to
go with sex toys. Yeah. I'm not a drug person. I definitely sex toys.
And hopefully they were using woo for play.
Right. Yeah. Woo for play.
So,
Michael, where is my woo?
Yeah, I know, where's my woo?
Well, no, I can't believe he hasn't sent you guys some.
What's so crazy is that I told you I talked about this before on the podcast.
Thank you. You
should use coconut oil.
Yeah.
Because all those other lubricants have chemicals and cause infections and do all kinds of bad stuff. And then Lauren and her husband
at dinner
have an organic coconut-based lube.
Mm-hmm. It's Michael and his partner Weston's product, but I've been a tester on it. But I literally was getting UTIs all the time, and then I tried using woo and coconut oil, and yeah. I don't get them anymore.
Yeah, no.
Like, at all.
It's awesome. Totally clean, organic. Go check. Where can they get? I follow them on Instagram. Woo, W-O-O.
Woo for play.
Woo for play.
Yeah.
And that's the website. They can get it there.
They can get it there.
See, I haven't bought it yet because I've been waiting also for my...
No, we're going to give you a box.
For my... But no, really, no. Don't worry about it. No, not at all.
Free woo.
Yeah, free woo. That's okay. Okay.
Stocking stuffer for everyone this year.
Yeah. All right, I got two more. Would you rather be a vampire or a witch?
A vampire.
Why?
Because it's sexy.
Okay, last one. Would you rather live in a real-life version of Walking Dead or Jurassic Park?
I've never seen Walking Dead. Don't count me. No, I haven't seen it, you guys. Is it that good?
I hate that fucking... I don't like watching women be mean to each other.
Okay. I understand that. But in a way, it is entertaining because it takes you out of your own problems.
Everyone says that.
It's like watching a bunch of older 6-year-olds.
You know what, though? I got to be honest. Like, the guy who created that show does not like women. He is not a nice guy. Oh, he's a monstrous prick. Just not a nice guy.
Really?
Yeah.
News
like
flash.
Personal, like, encounters?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I had the worst time on his show. Like, it was, if you watch it, it was like a setup to, like, sandbag me every step of the way and make me look like this awful person.
Wait, what do you, were on Watch What Happens Live?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. You said you'd come back.
I would love to. I want you to come back on my podcast, too. You can come on, too. You guys
awesome.
Can all come. Come to the podcast.
The
yeah. Do
but
the whole thing.
Tell me everything. Where can everybody get all things Skinny Confidential? We've got the blog, the Skinny Confidential podcast. We've got the freaking... Go. Give me everything.
TheSkinnyConfidential.com is my blog. If you want to be a part of the community, it's on Facebook. You can join the group.
How? Which? How?
You just search The Skinny
That's
Confidential,
it?
And you can be a part of this community where you can meet other people.
And you have to approve us, right?
I have to approve you. It's girls only.
Oh, gee. No.
I've been to those events.
Sorry. the podcast... And we had you on, so definitely listen to that episode. And then on Instagram at The Skinny Confidential. My book is on Amazon. That's the spiel.
Wait a second. Why don't I know about the book?
The book was written like 4 years ago, and we need a new one.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, we need a new one. It's time for another. It's right when you release something, you know how this is. You got to get another one.
Yeah.
It was called The Skinny Confidential. Shocking.
Hey, it worked.
Hey. Brand on point.
Yeah, that's
Will
right.
You come on our podcast? All you guys have to come and
absolutely.
See.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll wreak havoc in your studio.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm into it. I'll bring you crackers so you can go to the bathroom.
So far, so good.
Maybe
I think you guys all see why I adore Lauren so much. She's
Very
just
sweet.
Real and authentic and a ton of fun and says it like it is. She's entertaining. She's inspiring. She's motivating. And you're going to take away a lot of shit that you can use to make your life better.
Yep.
So check out her stuff.
She's a straight boss.
You're going to take a lot of shit away, too, after those crackers.